Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Well, oh, happy day. Welcome to Saturday. Glad y'all are here. Y'all, the world is about to explode.
Good morning.
Good morning. The world is about to explode. We got earthquakes everywhere. We got them in California just 12 hours ago. New York yesterday, Taiwan a few days ago. Is the earth about to explode?
I don't know. The coffee's good, though. Mm. Is the earth about to explode? Let's see. So, to calm my lovey's fears, I did something that, you know, we try not to do because we want to think more instead. But I Googled it and found out there are approximately 55 earthquakes per day around the globe.
I find that incredible and almost unbelievable.
Most of them are small enough to where they're undetected, but they're about 55 per day. You know, those tectonic plates are pretty large, and they're going to be moving all the time.
You got to think, though, do they move in a certain direction all the time, or are they moving willy-nilly, and one time, one little move might set something really bad off?
Well, you know,
I'm not a scientist. I just play one on TV.
They're awfully large, and, you know, you can have any little bit of movement with the equipment we've got and, you know, register 1.3 or 2.4, and you'll never know it. I don't know the best way to look at it or whatever would be to, if you had two slabs of concrete sitting on each other and you step on one of the concrete slabs and it moves just a little bit, that's an earthquake.
Yeah, I understand the concept, but I was just wondering, you know, do they move in unison? Do they have a pattern that they move in all the time? Mm-hmm. Or is it just like willy-nilly whenever something shifts? I mean, and then could it be just like one time it moves just in the wrong way? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
I know what you're saying. But yeah, I guess that means.
I just found that incredible. 55 times a day.
Yeah, that's about right.
Anyway.
It goes to the point of saying that basically, you know, here we are with climate change and, you know, which of course was preceded by global freezing, global warming, global whatever. You know, now it's climate change being the biggest thing that's going to, you know, it's coming to kill us. It's going to kill us. And, you know, it led me to the dark side of the things. You know, we may have a little bit of effect on the world's atmosphere and everything like that, but ultimately the atmosphere is not going to kill us. It's going to be the turmoil that has been from day one in the world.
Since humans were created by God, since Adam and Eve's day.
Man will kill man. You know, somehow, some way, we're going to kill off everybody else is going to kill off everybody else. And that's just, and it was foreseen in the movie Terminator 2 when, you know, the main character, the little guy, is, you know, looking at his mom and saying, you know, we're doomed. As they're watching two little kids, you know, bang, bang, you're dead, bang, bang, you're dead. We're going to kill each other off. It's not going to be, you know, something else. It's going to be man killing me. That's the way we are. That's the way we were built. So, you know, on the dark side, but on the lighter side of it, people are still nice these days. If you go out of way, you're be nice to others, they'll be nice to you for the most part.
Who knew Hollywood would determine our outcome?
I'll tell you what, they're brilliant out there. You know, it's the depth of which you can find in like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. If you just look beyond the, stupid one-liners, you know, what happened to Buzzsaw? He had to split. You know, you look beyond that stuff, and there's some good stuff out there.
Okay, so Mr. Giblets wants to know what you're fixing for breakfast this morning.
I'm not making anything for breakfast this morning. Now, we could sit here and drink coffee and have some crunched donuts and some cheese and crackers.
It's because we're not home. Because
we're not home. So today, we got two options. We're either going to head to the feeding trough, which is the pseudo buffet here where we are. And yeah, I'll talk about that in just a second. Or we're going to go to Guy Fieri's Taste of Flavortown Tunica over at the other hotel underneath there. So one of those two things we're going to do.
All right. So talk about your buffet ire.
Well, COVID is over. It's been over for quite some time. And buffets, you know, COVID killed buffets because they've found that they can, you know, spoon out a little here and spoon out, make you stand in line, you know, herd you in here, stand in line. So buffets are no longer a buffet. And
no, as in, you can't go up and get stuff yourself. That used to be the buffet.
Yeah.
Now they have to dish it out to you.
Yeah.
And they've learned that they can control the amount you get, I guess.
Yeah, and it makes it so that it's just, you know, stand in line to get in, stand in line to get your plate, stand in line to get your, you know, cardboard macaroni and cheese and your canned turnip greens, stand in line to get, you know, I'm going to get a salad. Okay. You want this, you know, so you got to come up there and there's the guy standing there going, yeah, what do you want? You're like, just a salad, man. Here, I keep hitting the bed. But that was one of the other things that COVID killed, the buffet. I think there's one place in where we live. What's the name of that place?
Oh, yeah.
That you can go up. And the food's not great, but it's okay.
It's buffet food.
But it's buffet. It's not great. But, you know, you can go up there, and if you want vegetables, you can just get a plate full of vegetables. If you just want chicken fingers, you can get a plate full of chicken or chicken wings. If you just want mystery meat, you can go get you a slab of mystery meat. If you just want salad, you can go make a big salad or whatever. But instead of, you know, having the guy standing there looking at you going, what the hell do you want?
So it's more like a cafeteria type style here instead of a buffet.
Yes.
So we can either go to the cafeteria or we can go to the guys.
Yes.
Fieri.
So one or the other. And I'm not sure what we'll do. But,
I don't either. Yeah. We need to figure it out, though, because I got to write for the Victor Girls later.
Oh, that's right.
And we have massages.
Yes, we have appointments at 1 and 2. So we got to figure out something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anything else you want to talk about this morning?
I don't know. Oh, you know, my one, as I was watching the ladies basketball last night, because I'll watch the ladies basketball when there's, you know, at the end, the final four in the final game, because that's good basketball. They play good basketball. They play team basketball, which is really good, but, you know, they make it out that there's only one player per team nowadays. But they play pretty good team basketball. But all I could keep thinking of when I watched it was our beloved vice president saying that you know, it's just been recently that the women have been allowed to have brackets in basketball. And that's just a sign of how far the Biden administration has come in making equality part of this. And I just wanted to say, are you really that stupid? You know, I try to give people the credit for, you know, maybe just try to, I try to give people credit for, you know, maybe it's just my thinking or look at them and say, okay, well, they're really dumb. But the more she speaks, the dumber she gets.
Yeah.
Did she have just a certain amount of smarts? And then when she opens her mouth, you know, it comes out and it's not replaced by anything. It just exits so that, you know, at some point in time, she's going to speak it away and there's going to be a void in her head.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I picture her. You know, it's like, you know, don't say too much, because if you say too much, then it's all going to leak out and you're going to have nothing left. But so, you know, so I sent her a picture of Obama's pics in 2013 just to say, you know, You're a little bit wrong about that, but anyway.
She's probably going to be our president one day, because I just don't have a good feeling about this election. I think Biden's going to win again, and then, you know, he's 80-something years old, and he's not going to be able to make it, and she's going to be the president.
In 2008, when we got married, Obama was elected while we were on our honeymoon.
We were on a cruise ship one and only mail-in ballot at the time, because we knew we were going to be gone that day for election. So we did early voting.
Yes, we did.
Or whatever.
And of course, two things. Number one, while we were on the ship and the election, all of these people were so thrilled that Obama had been elected. I was like, you're idiots. Anyway, so we had to keep politics to a minimum on the ship. But several years later, my mom passed away. And this is the truth. She kept diaries or daily logs of forever of, you know, what happened during the day, what each of us had done, on and on. And she did it in shorthand when she didn't want us to read what we'd done or what she was thinking. But after she passed away, I pulled down that year, and I was just looking through it, and I looked, you know, and saw what she wrote about our wedding, and then I saw on that date when Obama was elected, she said, "Obama is elected president. God help this country." And she was right.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had a way about politics and about the world. She was a smart woman as far as that goes, and she knew at that point in time that it was a downhill run.
Yeah, and your mom and some other people have inspired me to maybe think about start writing down things on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this on the way over here. I know this is a long episode. Sorry. We'll talk about this and then we'll be done. Well, of course, we got the question of the day. But I was thinking as we were driving over here about how everything is digital now. Most everything is digital. And so, people do still write books and stuff, but they're, you know, they're fiction books and whatever, but everything is digital. And I want to start writing things. I want to get a notebook and start writing things down on paper in case, you know, events and stuff on paper that from my point of view,
whatever
to leave behind.
Whatever happened to scrapbooks and picture albums?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now it's digital and it's gone. Unless you've got it on the cloud in Google or something like that, you know, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I can look back. You know, I've still got, you know, a couple of the albums that my mom made of us or me and all that growing up. And I can look back and see, you know, my childhood and my history of the childhood and all that stuff. But, you know, as far as continuing world on and, that stuff, yeah. But we don't have anything like that anymore. It's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone. They're erasing history.
Yes, they're changing it.
They're erasing history.
Putting it down the memory hole. And
This is the...
I just wonder what Cameron, when he grows up, what he's going to be learning and how he's going to be learning. Is he going to be reading from a book? Is he going to learn the real American history? Of course, if I'm still around, he's going to learn it from me. So I'm thinking I need to go buy up all the textbooks from 1950-something. So,
yeah.
If they're out there.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll teach him how to be kind and compassionate and how to treat women.
And that there are women and men.
And men, and that he's not a woman.
Yeah.
You are not a woman. You know, just be a good person, I guess would be the best way to do it. So, anyway.
All right, we got to go. Question of the day. All right, question of the day. If a book was written about your life, what would it be titled?
Mine would be Misdirection.
Mine would be Don't Fuck It Up.
Okay.
And here's why. Here's what you need to do and don't do. It'd be a how-to.
Be a how-to book.
About my life, yeah. It's like if I could go back in time and pick up a book and read it about myself to warn myself or to direct myself or whatever.
That'd be a good one. Good one.
All right. That's the question of the day. Pardon my language.
Rock on.
All right, let's go eat.
Go dog.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!